Are you ready to read letter two? The Cord of Truth. Let the Spirit of Truth be your guide. Oh, how I want to keep your heart flooded with light. Healing words turn the lights back on. The light of my life-giving words leads you into all truth. Light and truth are intimates. Over and over again, we see them working together. My psalmist, a beloved son of Korah, sought their help in his daily life. Consider his prayer from Psalm 43, verses 3 and 4. Oh, send out your light and your truth. Let them lead me. He's asking for stability, sure-footedness, and soundness. He longed to leave behind the lies that caused emotional instability in his life. He desired to live in the truth and light that brings emotional stability, being stable even when the forces of evil threaten instability. Listen closely. What I have to say to you now is very important. The only way you can change the negative, heart-rifting narrative spoken over you is to, first, turn to me, your counselor and guide, and together we will read the truth of my word. A negative voice speaks, "You are not good enough." The truth speaks, "You made all the delicate inner parts of my body and knit them together in my mother's womb. Thank you for making me so wonderfully complex. It is amazing to think about. Your workmanship, God, is marvelous. And how well I know it. I am enough." The brain handles positive and negative information in different hemispheres. Negative emotions generally involve more thinking, and the information is processed more thoroughly than positive ones. So we tend to ruminate, think about, dwell on these unpleasant events, and use stronger words to describe them than happy ones. But second, you need to turn to me, your Heavenly Father, and think about how you talk to yourself. In your internal conversations, those intimate words you speak to your own heart, mind, soul, and body, be sure to speak more positive words than negative. Literally, turn down the volume on all the negative words, thoughts, or sentences. Tell them to be quiet. Identify a lie for what it is and reframe it with the truth. And always be kind to yourself. Wake up and hear me say, "Good morning, daughter. When I created you, all of heaven smiled because you have immense value, worth, and dignity. I'm going to walk with you today. You will never be alone." Third, turn your face east at dawn and invite me, the Spirit of Truth, to walk with you through the day. When your feet hit the floor, greet the day with, "Good morning, Holy Spirit. Guide me into all truth today." Amen.